Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hausa Life, the show where we show you what Hausa Life is really like for Hausa students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And this is our daughter, Mumtaz Masuma Haider, aka Zoha.
We're back on popular demand because all of you lovely people kept on asking, you know, where's Hausa Life, where's Hausa Life? We've just been crazy busy.
We've been wanting to do it for so long, but we've been so busy. So many things have been happening.
Yeah.
Well, she's been busy pestering me about it, and I've been busy just running around to different offices trying to get her paperwork sorted out.
Basically, a passport, right?
Yeah, because
I think she wants to go to daddy. Look at
it. Yeah, she's still not. She doesn't have a passport yet.
The British embassy is closed. There's no Canadian embassy like since long.
And we're like refugees.
Yeah, and within these 9 months. We were trying to get all the tiny paperwork done.
So I finally got my health insurance. It's called the Daftarche. It looks like this. This is my friend.
It's really good. It's really good. Okay?
This is what it looks like. And it's got loads of papers inside. Basically, you have to take this to your doctor.
So basically, all this time that I've been in Hausa, every time that I've gotten sick, anytime anything's happened, I've just been paying for the medicines and the treatment myself. You're supposed to get these.
So basically we've come to a place to translate Doha's birth certificate.
This is all for you, Doha.
Yes.
Haft to Doha, shast to haft.
So he's going to translate our birth certificate because we're going to apply for her Canadian birth certificate.
So basically we've been busy with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I lost we couldn't find my birth certificate and her passport is supposed to be Canadian because it's easier to get the mother's passport. So my parents had to reapply in Canada and then alhamdulillah, inshallah, this week we should be getting the birth certificate.
Okay, so yeah, where have we been since the last episode? There's been so much that happened. My auntie and uncle came from the UK and we were showing them around.
Yeah, we took them to Isfahan, Shiraz. I went to Mashhad with them. Muzaffar couldn't come due to his work and studies. Mm-hmm. And then he took time off for Isfahan and Shiraz.
All right. So this is Shiraz.
Persepolis.
So it's like ruins or something.
Something, we don't know what it is. So yeah, this is the family. We're all going in a big van.
There are so many ancient civilizations. All these kings tried so hard to make a name for themselves and now they're all gone. Nobody even knows what they sounded like. Nobody knows what their personality was like. We know little bits from what's written in history books. But then what about all the others? What about all the soldiers? What about all the armies? Where have they all gone? They're dead. That's what happened. Where are we?
This is Persepolis. And it's dating back to 512 BC. And this is the structures remaining from the Archimedes Empire, built by Darius.
Completed by Xerxes.
Completed by Xerxes.
Oh my god, amazing. Oh. I did not see that. Subhanallah.
Sometimes we look at our own civilizations. We look at America, for example, today. We look at, I don't know, like all the great scientific advancements that we've made. And we actually think something of ourselves. Here's a tomb of a man who thought something great of himself. Dead. That's what happens. Everything in this world fades. And just coming to a place like this reminds you of that. So this guy is giving us fried ice cream.
Bastani Zughali. It's quite nice, like.
Refreshing. And but yeah, now he's making fried ice cream and I don't know what that is. Where's the baby?
He's with the family.
So we've come to, what is it called? The Zhang prison? So we're trying to, where are we?
Karim Khan Citadel, I think. I believe so.
Old prison,
where
we used to get computed and stuff, and food wooden Shiraz.
So Syed and I have just discovered like this massive supermarket place in Isfahan, and she's found these tiny little pillows. When I was younger, I always used to end up in the toy section because they just fascinated me, you know, toys are amazing. And now, there's all baby stuff everywhere all the time.
I'm every time at the baby store, and show them the baby store.
Every time.
Oh yeah, no, they came in August, and as soon as they left, Muzaffar's class, our classes started, September. Muzaffar's class started, and this year, his studies...
incredibly difficult. So all of our books are in Arabic, and they're expecting us to read Arabic text. The translation is in Farsi, and then I'm doing Mubahatha. Basically, Mubahatha is basically where you, it's kind of like a joint study kind of thing where you meet up with other brothers and then you study with them.
Basically, we're having a majlis tomorrow, inshallah, and our friend Fatima has come to help me. Oh, so this is our food setup, the disposables, the drinks. So it's like everything when we come tomorrow, everything is organized. And my kitchen, all set and ready to go. And the daddy is trying to take care of the baby and trying to make her read something. What is that?
I am so thankful to have a wife like Sayana. She has made all of this happen while I was at work and busy studying.
All our furniture that was in the hall, because we're having so many people coming, we couldn't have any of this furniture in the hall, otherwise there'd be no space. So everything is dumped into this room.
So basically the food has arrived.
This is the rice pudding.
It's the same menu as last year. So we got this salad here. Mashallah, we're having 65 people.
When we used to do majlises with my dad like taught me.
We used to peel all the onions, we used to peel the potatoes, we used to do everything for 300, 400 people.
So it's a catering company inside Qom.
That's really good?
Yeah.
So this is Doha's first majlis in this house, in our life basically.
Yeah.
In our house, in our life.
So yeah, we put up this partition. Some friends lent it to us.
She's very cranky.
So this is going to be the ladies' side, inshallah. This is the men's section. So yeah, that's what the partition looks like.
To understand, to fathom the status that this lady has attained.
Her prayers were in a way that from evening till the dawn, till morning, she would pray while standing to a point that her feet would swell.
So it's all finished now.
And I'm dead tired.
We're all exhausted. And they just helped us bring all the furniture back in.
Show them the kitchen now. So let me tell them. Basically, all my friends, my really good friends, they all helped me to clean the dishes, clean the kitchen.
So now we're having a cup of tea. See how much food we've got left. Wow. I told you they're going to eat it all. The commemorations inside Iran, they go on for 10 to 20 days. So if you go out in Qom, you'll see that it's all full of people. It's almost like the 10 days of Muharram. So yeah, now our majlis, our little effort to commemorate, has now come to an end, and we're exhausted.
کبوترم هوایی شدم ببین عجب گدایی شدم دعای مادرم بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم کبوترم هوایی شدم ببین عجب گدایی شدم دعای مادرم بوده که
Yeah, so that's a quick update, and inshallah we're going to give you more, and we're going to be more frequent with these videos because we can see that you guys really want them and appreciate them. So God bless every one of you, and inshallah we'll see you next time.
From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider,
and from my wife Zainab Fatima Ali,
and from our
daughter Doha, we bid you
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So be quiet. What are people going to think?
So basically, we just found out from our friends it's snowing outside. Let's go and check it out.
And Doha's crying. But Leah, yeah. Let's go see it. Oh my god.
Wow. It's like proper snow.
Whoa.